Welcome to As It Is, a 30-minute program designed for English learners. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English. We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world.
Today, you will hear stories from Mario Ritter, Marcia James, Anne Ball, and Dan Friedel. And Katie Weaver will have this week's personal technology report. But first, here is Brian Lynn.
More than 200 families are reported missing in central Sri Lanka after landslides. Heavy rains caused the slides, which buried three farming villages near the town of Aranayaka in Kegala district. The Sri Lankan Red Cross said rescuers had found 180 people so far. It also said 14 bodies were recovered. Local civilians joined police and hundreds of soldiers in digging through the mud with their hands, sticks, and shovels to search for survivors. Officials halted the operation when night came. The search and rescue effort is to restart in the morning. Continuing rain, heavy fog, and electrical outages in the area interfered with the search work. Officials warned that the rain could cause additional landslides. The Red Cross said that some people listed as missing may have left the area earlier after warnings of possible landslides. One woman, 70-year-old A.G. Alice from the village of Sirapura, said she did not know where any of her 9 children are. In the same village, a man said 4 members of his family were in the same house when the landslide hit. He said he cannot find any. A government official said hundreds of people escaped the disaster. The official said they are being treated for minor injuries. Villagers said they began hearing and seeing the huge piles of mud and debris crash around their homes Tuesday afternoon. "I heard a huge sound like a plane crashing into the earth," said 52-year-old A.G. Kamala. She had just returned to her home in Sirapura village. "I opened my door. I could not believe my eyes as I saw something like a huge fireball rolling down the mountain and again a huge sound." The rain has caused flooding in areas across Sri Lanka, including the country's capital, Colombo. Officials said about 135,000 Sri Lankans had to flee their homes and are now in temporary shelters. Sri Lanka's Disaster Management Center said lightning strikes and smaller landslides also killed at least 11 people over the past few days. I'm Brian Lynn.
A missing Chibok girl has been found alive after being kidnapped 2 years ago in Nigeria by the Islamist terror group Boko Haram. The girl is among 276 girls kidnapped by Boko Haram from the government secondary school in Chibok in April 2014. Some details of her rescue remain unclear. An army spokesman said Nigerian soldiers rescued the girl in a village near the town of Damboa. However, the leader of a vigilante group in Chibok said his group found the girl near the Sambisa forest, where the girls were reportedly taken. It is said to be a stronghold of Boko Haram. Vigilante Aboku Gaji said his men found her while they hid waiting for militants to appear. He said the girl's mother confirmed her identity. He said the girl told him that six of the kidnapped Chibok girls had died in captivity. He added that she told us that the other girls were still in the Sambisa. There are conflicting reports on the girl's name. The army identified her as Falmata Mbalala, but the vigilante leader says her name is Amina Ali. The girl's uncle told the Associated Press that the girl was found wandering in the forest. He said she appeared to be pregnant. He said she seemed traumatized. Gaji said the girl had a baby with her and that she was with her husband, another Boko Haram captive whom she married in captivity. She was brought to Chibok on Tuesday night and reunited with her family. The girl was 17 years old when she was kidnapped. In April, Nigeria's Director of Defense Information, Brigadier General Rabe Abubakar, spoke to VOA about Boko Haram kidnappings in Nigeria. He said the country's military would not be deterred in its efforts to rescue all civilians, including the Chibok girls, who were abducted by the Islamist terror group. The U.S. State Department has named Boko Haram as a terrorist group. The Chibok kidnapping gained attention around the world. It sparked protests across Nigeria, where people took to the streets, calling on the government to bring back our girls. I'm Mario Ritter.
I'm lost since I had a dream alone. I've heard when I was lost. I smile when I have grown. You say.
62 years after a U.S. Supreme Court decision banned segregation, American schools remain divided by race. That is the opinion of Valerie Jarrett, a special advisor to President Barack Obama. She met with educators on Wednesday to mark the anniversary of the court ruling. In 1954, the Supreme Court decided that public schools could not separate students by race. The case was known as Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas. Chief Justice wrote the opinion of the court's 9 members. We conclude that in the field of public education, the doctrine of separate but equal has no place, he said. Separate educational facilities are inherently unequal. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, helped families fight racial segregation laws. The family of student Linda Brown objected to her being sent to a school far from her home. They said they wanted her to attend a good school closer to home, where white children went, to separate them from others of similar age and qualifications solely because of their race generates a feeling of inferiority as to their status in the community that may affect their hearts and minds in a way unlikely ever to be undone.
wrote Justice Warren. Laws that permitted racial segregation were called Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow was the name of a black slave in a stage play in the 1830s. His character was dull and meant to represent blacks in America. Blacks were brought to America against their will as slaves in the 17th and 18th centuries. Although slavery was banned after the U.S. Civil War, segregation and discrimination did not stop. Jim Crow laws were in effect for many years, mostly in the southern United States. They enforced separate schools and restrooms for blacks and whites. Some Jim Crow laws created rules and taxes on blacks who tried to vote. That enabled white males to remain in power. While the Supreme Court ruled against segregation in the Brown versus Board of Education case, it continued. In Little Rock, Arkansas, the governor ordered National Guard troops to prevent black students from entering schools for whites in 1957. By 1958, seven states still had laws segregating public schools, and three states did in 1961. I'm Marcia James.
The International Olympic Committee, IOC, is considering suspending the Russian track and field team from the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The team is already banned from competing in events run by the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF. The news came after a New York Times report saying Russian agents tampered with urine samples during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. The Times talked with the former head of Russia's anti-doping agency. He said the Russians collected clean urine from athletes before the games. They then substituted the clean urine for samples showing evidence of drug use. Thomas Bach is the head of the IOC. He said the organization is considering different types of punishments for the Russian team. He did not rule out banning Russia's entire team from the games. Bach said if the allegations were true, they would represent an unprecedented level of criminality. The doping problems with Olympic athletes are not limited to the 2014 games. 31 athletes from around the world may be banned from this year's Olympics in Rio. New testing methods show evidence of doping from their samples collected in the 2008 Beijing Olympics. The names of those athletes will be released in June. Also, the IOC ordered 250 samples from the 2012 Games in London to be tested with the new methods. Those results will be available in the next week. Bach said the results of the investigation will greatly influence the nature of the participation of Russian athletes in the Olympic Games Rio 2016. The Olympics begin on August 5th. Based on the news that Russia supported the doping of its athletes, the United States Department of Justice said it was opening an investigation. The New York Times reported that the same U.S. Attorney's Office that investigated the FIFA corruption case is looking into the doping scandal. A Kremlin spokesperson said he did not think the U.S. Department of Justice should be able to apply its law to non-U.S. territories. I'm Dan Friedel.
A rare painting showing the moments after U.S. President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated has been cleaned, repaired, and restored. The oil painting is named Lincoln, Born by Loving Hands. German artist Karl Bursch witnessed the scene outside Ford's Theater the night of April 14, 1865. As a group of men carried Lincoln out of the theater, Bursch drew the scene as he sat on a porch near the theater. Bursch later developed the drawing into his painting. It is the only known painting by an eyewitness that captures the historic evening.
Lincoln was shot while watching a play at the theater. The wounded president was carried to the Peterson boarding house across the street. He died the following morning. The painting looks back at the moment Lincoln was carried across the street. Lincoln's beard is visible. A woman's face shows her horror. Around her, a crowd has gathered, their faces lit by the glow of a streetlight. American flags and red, white, and blue banners hang from balconies and the streetlight poles. A man and a child look out an upstairs window.
The painting is owned by the U.S. National Park Service. It has a large collection of artwork and artifacts of historic and cultural importance. Laura Anderson is the museum curator with the National Park Service at Ford's Theater. She said Bursch was initially sketching a parade on the street that night, celebrating the end of the American Civil War. But his attention was soon drawn to the dramatic event unfolding before his eyes.
The painting is more than 150 years old. The painting has undergone several restorations. Some restorations did not properly clean, repair, and restore the painting. The Park Service asked David Olin to clean, repair, and restore the painting. Olin is a conservator. A conservator is a person who protects and cares for artwork. He and his team spent about 6 months restoring the painting. The first phase was to clean the painting. The restorers removed the previous layers without damaging the original content. The second phase was doing structural repair. The third phase involved painting pre-existing areas that were damaged or aged.
Olin said he was excited by the way that Karl Bursch captured not only Lincoln being carried out, but Lincoln is a very small part of the overall design. I think the artist has really captured what was going on, the impact it had on the nation, with the activity in the background and the very dark, strong shadows, he explained.
The artwork now hangs in the Ford's Theater Museum, near the site where President Lincoln was assassinated. Many regard Lincoln as one of America's greatest and most liked presidents. I'm Ann Ball.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is What's Trending Today. The United States is already almost 2 months into spring, but a recent video makes it look like at least one area is still in the middle of winter. The Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire posted a windy, wintry video on its Facebook page on Monday. The video shows a worker being blown around by winds on the mountain's snowy summit. The winds were measured at speeds of up to 175 kilometers an hour. The wind picks up the worker off the ground and throws him back down. Then he falls and rolls around on the ground. More than 1.2 million people have watched the original video on Facebook. It has been shared almost 10,000 times. The worker in the video is a weather observer. Weather observers sometimes work in extreme conditions on Mount Washington's 1,916-meter summit. Mount Washington is the highest mountain in northeastern North America. It is known for having some of the world's worst weather. The 175-kilometer-an-hour wind speed is not even close to record-breaking winds on Mount Washington. The Associated Press noted that in 1934, 271-kilometer-an-hour wind speeds were recorded atop Mount Washington. That is a U.S. record. Mount Washington is part of New Hampshire's White Mountains. The area is a popular place to visit in the summer. In its Facebook post, the Mount Washington Observatory tells people that although it looks like winter here, summer is just around the corner. That might be hard for some people in the northeastern United States to believe. Earlier this week, record amounts of snow fell in several places there. Some areas received more than 19 centimeters of snow. And that's What's Trending Today.
We all experience tension in our lives. In fact, technology can often be a source of the tension. But technology can also help us relax and think less about our troubles. Sometimes Facebook posts, tweets, or web news reports can be upsetting. Emails can also bring bad news, like criticism from a boss or angry words from a friend. It can be tempting to step away from technology. But perhaps technology offers some solutions to life's tensions instead. There are some tech tools designed to help people relax. Sound can have a major effect on a person's state of mind. Filling a space with peaceful music can ease nerves. YouTube offers hours of videos with calming music. Type "relaxing music for stress relief" in the YouTube search box. Spotify is another online service where soothing sounds can be found. Check out the playlist Pure Relaxation. Humanity produces a lot of noise. Car horns, televisions, airplanes, and crowds. But there are sound effect apps that can help drown out that stressful noise. Listen to recorded nature instead, like ocean waves, raindrops, birds singing, and crickets chirping. Many free apps provide such sounds. Check out Free Relaxing Sounds of Nature for iPhone and Relax and Sleep for Android. Trying to get your baby to sleep? Try the app Sound Sleeper for iPhone and Android. Calm.com is a website with tranquil sounds, soothing images, and guided meditation. Choose between timed or open meditation for a single session. There are also longer-term programs available. A YouTube video provides an example of Calm.com meditation. The website also offers videos designed to ease worries. The videos include scenes of nature, such as clouds, ocean, and the beach at sunset. Calm.com is free. More advanced meditation programs are available for purchase. A Calm app is free for iPhone and Android. Flowy is an electronic game developed to help users fight panic and anxiety attacks. The designers said they based the game on findings from a group of studies about how to ease anxiety. Flowy teaches controlled breathing. The developers say that by playing Flowy for 90 seconds a day, users can learn to breathe better and become calmer. The website says Flowy produced measurable decreases in anxiety and panic symptoms during testing. Flowy puts the user on a boat in the middle of the ocean, where he or she must sail the captain home. The app guides the user to breathe rhythmically to power the boat across the water. Tap the screen to steer the boat to collect coins and avoid obstacles. Flowy is available as a free app. Problem solving can help redirect thoughts. Puzzle apps and websites can help the brain work on solving problems. The skills used to solve puzzles may help solve real-life problems. There are many games that are easy to learn but difficult to master, like Curvy. It is a free online puzzle game where the user spins and connects tiles to complete a circuit. Flow is a free app for iPhone and Android. In that game, users connect colored pipes on a grid without crossing or overlapping them. Ball Smash is a free app for Android and iPhone that requires users to clear a board of colored balls by smashing them into each other. By taking a 2-minute break, you may become calmer. Do Nothing for 2 Minutes is a website from Calm.com. It helps you take breaks during the day. Head to the website and enjoy a beautiful image and calming sounds. A timer counts down 2 minutes during which you are supposed to do nothing. If you move the mouse, touch the keyboard, or take other action, the clock stops and the 2 minutes begin again. Make the world a more beautiful place as you forget your troubles. WeaveSilk is a website that lets the user create art by dragging a cursor around the computer screen. Creations can be shared with others. WeaveSilk is also available as an app for iPhone and iPad. The website is free, but the app costs money. Did you ever wish for a website that would solve all your problems? Make Everything Okay tries to do just that. Click the button at the Make Everything Okay website and watch the magic happen. I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.